Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, a small business advocate, and I'm glad you're here. You're going to be glad you hung out with me, too, because we got Chip and John back on the show. Yeah, I don't even have to say their names. You know them so well, right? Chip Bell and John Patterson. I call them my 1-2 punch in the war against the bad customer care and in the fight for excellent customer service. And these guys are the experts. They talk about this. They train people. They teach people like you and me how to put our best foot forward with our customers so they not only do business with us, but they come back and love us and tell their friends about us. They've written many books on the topic, including, and we have some news here, folks, Take Their Breath Away, How Imaginative Service Creates Devoted Customers. That book, their new one, has now reached a milestone. We're going to get Chip and John to tell us about it. Chip Bell, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. I'm always honored to be on the show.
It's good to have you here. Hi, John.
Hey, Jim. Great to be with you.
Welcome. It's good to have you guys with us. Tell us the news about Take Their Breath Away.
Well, we got the word yesterday that, in fact, you can find it. It's one of their several national bestseller lists out there for business books, particularly Business Week's bestseller list,
yeah.
USA Today, New York Times, and 800 CEO Read is one of the most renowned because they were
right.
The largest business bookseller.
Right.
And it was number 12 on the list yesterday.
Wow.
So,
congratulations, Chip.
Thank you.
Congratulations, John. High five, guys.
Thank you.
Well, see, my audience is, they're kind of jaded about stuff like this, guys. I have to tell you. I mean,
sure.
I know it's a big deal to you, but this is the kind of stuff they expect from us.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
See,
right.
See, they know that my promise to them is no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. only the best for my audience. So as much as the fact that you're here, see, they already, you know, I mean, sure, they're glad that you got this recognition, but it's just kind of like, you know, okay, guys, this is why you're here.
There you go.
So anyway,
congratulations.
By the way, Take Their Breath Away is in the next hour. This is National Breath Week.
Right.
Now, I don't know if it's National Bad Breath Week or National Good Breath Week, but I think it depends on whether your glass is half full or half empty. But you know, the good news about what you guys talk about is, you know, you take the customer's breath away, and that's the key, is to have them have your employees, your company, your brand, the experience that customers have with you be so over the top, so out of the galaxy, that customers literally takes their breath away. It's the key to success, isn't it, Chip?
It is, absolutely. In this day and time in which, as you say, customers are jaded, customers are bored, and they need something unique and different to set you apart.
Yeah. John, and today, though, you know, what's interesting about today and going forward is customer care. It's a lot more complicated than it used to be, because now we've got this thing called social media, don't we?
We do have this thing called social media.
That adds a whole new level of degree of difficulty, doesn't it?
It does, and you really need to pay attention to it. It's very, very powerful. The other complicating factor, Jim, now, as everybody listening knows, is we've got most likely fewer employees than we used to have, and
most of us do
more, and they're feeling stressed, but we're asking them to do a great job with our customers. And that's a real challenge for them.
I heard somebody the other day say that in their business they were working 50% harder to get 75% of the results.
Well, that's probably right. True. I mean, that's right. Probably a good position to be in, really.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and the guy was complaining, and I said, well, at least you got a place to go do that.
That's right.
Oh yeah,
a lot
you
to be thankful for.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But. You know what still upsets me, guys, and I really want you to help us out with this. I have to say that in the recession, I have noticed that people who used to not do a great job of acting grateful for my business have seemed to pick up the pace just a little bit.
Uh-huh.
I seem to think I feel like I'm getting a little more love from some of these folks than I used to. But isn't it a shame that we have to feel like we're not going to make it before we actually treat customers the right way?
That is sad, and because they see it as a defense, not as a opportunity.
Right.
And it's clearly an opportunity.
Well, and the opportunity to meet John is to build a relationship with me.
It is.
Not just to sell me stuff, but to build a relationship with me.
You're on to something, Jim, as usual. We often talk about focusing on the relationship, not on the transaction.
Mm-hmm.
If you focus just on the transaction, it's a very short-term, as you might imagine, focus. But what we want is, as Chip and I talk about often, is we want devotion. We want that customer for life. But we have to work to get that.
Well, you know... John, of course, Chip's a lot older than you and I are, John. But,
oh, my
but,
gosh. Yeah,
when,
true.
But
true.
When you and I were coming up, you know, customer service was please and thank you and do what you say you're going to do.
Absolutely.
And it was pretty simple. But this day and time is a little more complicated. But what I'm kind of concerned about is I go into small businesses all the time, and I don't even get please and thank you.
Right, the basics are missing there.
And how are we going to ramp up, Chip, for social media if we don't even have if we haven't even crossed the first threshold?
I think you're absolutely right, and I think it is incumbent on the employer to recognize I'm sometimes getting a workforce that didn't get the sort of manners, if you will, that we all grew up with and took as second nature, and rather than complain about that and, gosh, they don't know how to do this and why don't they do this, that naturally we've got to recognize that's a learning opportunity, a teaching opportunity, a coaching opportunity to help them learn those skills.
Well, one of the things that you know, again, John, when you and I were pups, before, you know, long after Chip came along, when we were in business, we could probably count our competitors on two or three fingers.
Oh, yes.
Now you can count them with a supercomputer.
No, it's much different. Chip and I talk a lot about how the customer has changed. And one of the things that's changed the customer is what you just talked about, how many options they have for the product or service they're looking for. And the thing about this, Jim, is we really need to be better than we ever were at customer care,
mm-hmm.
because it's so tough. They've got so many options. We were with some folks yesterday who do a great job in the assisted living business, and one mm-hmm. of the things they asked us about was what you just brought up. They said, you know, one of the problems we have is some of our workforce don't understand the please and thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a challenge for us.
It's amazing. Isn't it amazing how far that will get you with the customer? Just please and thank you. Never mind the technology, folks. Just please and thank you. The basic matters of being, and the basic fact of being grateful. 20 after. We're going to be right back with John Patterson and Chip Bell after these messages. Stay with me. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I think that's Adventures, isn't it? I think that's Adventures. Walk, Don't Run. Maybe Walk, Don't Run 64. I forgot. Anyway, boy, that dates me, doesn't it? That is from the Wayback Machine. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for hanging out there on the website and for being one of the outstanding users of our website. We got lots of stuff there that will help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful, like the hundreds, thousands, actually, of articles that either I've written or my Brain Trust members have written, like our good friends Chip Bell and John Patterson, who are with us right now. Thousands of archives of past interviews, like all the ones we've done with Chip and John. You can check out my blog, subscribe to my free newsletter, lots of stuff. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Chip and John are with us. They're the co-authors of Take Their Breath Away, which is a best-selling book. We're not the least bit surprised about that. Chip, tell us how we can find you guys.
Well, the easiest way is to find our new website, which is taketheirbreathaway.com. And it will also take you to our blog that we blog constantly, and lots of good information there.
All right, so check that out, folks. And the book's available wherever books are sold, right?
It is. And online, you go to 800 CEO Read or Amazon or B&N. All of those have the book.
Right. You know, guys, I believe that there's going to be, I believe that, that where we're going in the marketplace is going to look a lot different from where we've been. Now, you can, you know, somebody could say, well, duh, that happens every year. But I believe that, that 2010 forward is going to be dramatically different than 2008 backwards. What do you guys think, John?
I would say absolutely, because we know how many people right now are focused on just surviving 2009 and getting ready for 2010, and we also know what's happened to customers, Jim,
yep.
and how they view their choices differently than they used to, and the way they look at their limited resources.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going. You've been talking about working harder. I don't think we've seen just how hard we're going to have to work
mm-hmm.
to keep those customers.
You know, Chip, customers are slow to come back to the marketplace, especially in retail. And as they come back, they're probably going to start making new choices. Where they'd gotten into a rut, they'd gotten into a pattern of doing business with certain companies. Now that they've changed their behavior, as they come back, they're probably going to create a whole new system of doing business. I think that's what was going to happen. And so we've got to re-earn our stripes, don't we?
Absolutely. And I think part of that is the fact that they're going to come back a lot smarter and a lot more critical and mm-hmm. a lot better informed. If you think about the amount of information they can get access to instantly, think about buying your last car compared
right.
to 10 years ago. I think also with the Twitter, with Facebook, with all of the social media out there, it gives them instant information about whatever they need to know about. So I think that's going to produce a more discerning, pickier, and smarter customer, and we have to respond to that.
Well, exactly. And what we're saying, John, is something I've been writing about a lot lately and talking about, and that is that from here forward, the customer is in complete control of the relationship.
Oh, you are so right. They are so powerful today, Jim. If you think of the online communities that Chip just mentioned, and think of the ability to put information out there, either about a great experience or perhaps one not so great, and how quickly that moves in the online community. Think of either the referral power, the positive side, or worse, think of the mm-hmm. I didn't have a good experience.
Right.
And the impact of that.
I call it on the scale of anywhere from devotion to derision.
There you go.
That's good. That's
there
right.
you go.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, and again, their vocalness. There's a great book called Satisfied Customers Tell Three Friends, Angry Customers Tell 3,000.
Right. Yeah, that used to be one happy customer tells somebody, an unhappy person tells 100. That was before the internet, right?
Right, right. Now it's 3,000
yeah.
or more.
And it could be 3 million, right?
Exactly.
So
instantly.
Guys,
instantly.
What's your Chip, give us a take their breath away tip.
I think number one is we've got to change the attitude of the people at the front line, and that starts with the attitude of the leader. I get, you know, they demonstrate exactly the same attitude they get from leaders. So if
right.
we want that front line to have that warm, smiling, I'm so glad to serve you, we
right.
need to serve them in the same way as leaders.
Mm-hmm. They need to see that leadership from us. In other words, when they see us waiting on people, when they see our values as we talk to customers or deal with anybody, they need to see that from us, don't they?
Absolutely.
Even vendors, right, John?
Even vendors, yeah.
Even vendors, absolutely. Another one, Jim, we talk about is we've got to know the customer better than we ever have, because we've got to know.
What does know mean? Define know.
No, that means in every which way, I need to know as much as I can about that customer's business.
What makes them happy?
What their needs are.
If they want this thing turned
happy,
upside down when we deliver it, whatever.
There you right. go. I need to be an expert. We call it customer intelligence.
Yeah.
And we got to have all of that, Jim.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, guys, will you come back another day?
We would love it.
And talk about, I want to talk about customer care in the social media universe.
Perfect.
Good.
Will you come back and let's talk about
absolutely.
That?
Absolutely.
We'd be
love
honored.
It.
We'll count on you guys, and we'll do that real soon. Give us the website quickly, John.
www.taketheirbreathaway.com.
Taketheirbreathaway.com. The book is a bestseller. We're so proud of these guys, Chip Bell, John Patterson. They'll be back. I will be too. Right after these messages, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.